I think we should.
We want to say thank you to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much for good work. So if we
could I just comment that just because we care about one thing doesn't mean we don't care about other things. We just do each one as we get to it. So thank you so much for being here again.
There are some who are intent on snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Yeah. And I thought that was unfortunate and unwarranted. And again, thank you for the dignified way you've conducted this conversation.
Thanks very much. It's good work. So let's take action, if we can, on 1396, because that's the second reading. And then we'll return to the rest of the agenda. 1396, which is our first regular item, and it's
home energy scores.
Home energy scores. It's the second reading. So
require a disclosure of energy performance ratings for residential single-family buildings when listed for sale to promote transparency in housing cost and reduction in local carbon emissions.
So this is the third of our trifecta of responsible environmental actions here today. Unless there's further discussion, we'll take a vote.
Novick.
This is a great policy. People all want to reduce their energy costs, and if most people want to reduce their carbon emissions, and having a mechanism where people are aware when they're buying a property of what its energy consumption is and gives them an opportunity to think about reducing the energy consumption of their home is a fantastic idea, which I think will bear significant fruit, and it is another significant step in making Portland a climate leader. So thank you very, very much, Mayor Hales. This is terrific. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you to Director Susan Anderson and all your team. It's amazing how much work you've done on multiple things this year, which does indeed show that we pay attention to a lot of things. And just because we pay attention to one doesn't mean we're not paying attention to others. Thank you, Mayor Hales. This is continuing to finish things up that you've started, and I appreciate it. Aye.
Fish. Or could we ask people just to for regular order here?
Sure. So, folks, let's please be quiet enough so we can hear. Thank you.
Mayor, I thought the forums and the hearings we had on this were really interesting, and I appreciate that the council drilled down on a number of the key issues that came to us from the community, and that included protecting low-income homeowners and protecting the privacy of certain classes of people. And I also appreciate that we look very closely at a question raised by our friends, the home builders, about whether we should exempt new construction. And I think at first blush, a number of us thought that warranted a closer look. But I also appreciate that when we got the follow-up information from the Bureau, it became clear that the current law just doesn't go far enough, and that over half of the new homes fall below 8 out of 10 on the U.S. Department of Energy scores. And also, when we looked at sister cities, Austin was not really the best example. I think Berkeley is the better example. For me, this is about right to know. And I'm actually going to bring some proposals forward next year which build on this, because there are toxins in people's homes that a lot of home buyers don't know about. And frankly, one of the things that's frustrating to all of us about federal and state regulations that we enforce is they are generally around mitigating risk, not eliminating risk. And the way you eliminate risk is you actually get the bad stuff out of homes, not just tell people, notify people that there is bad stuff in their home. And so I think there's some additional notices that we have to consider, which will give buyers more valuable information in the future. But I think this is this strikes the right balance, and I'm pleased to support it. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank, once again, Mayor Hales for your leadership on this. I do think that home energy performance ratings, I think maybe Susan Anderson said this a few weeks ago, that, you know, home energy efficiency is really the biggest frontier in terms of both reducing energy consumption and reducing carbon emissions. And we need to make sure that people who are buying or selling homes have this information and on a consistent consistent scoring approach, so it's easy for people to understand. And I do think this is probably, you know, this is probably far from the top criteria under which people decide to buy a home, but it's an important criteria and one that people are paying more attention to. And I think it's important that we make sure that this information is there and done by qualified professionals with a consistent, easy-to-follow scoring format. So I think it's a great policy. Please to support it. Aye.
Hales.
I have some background in construction. I put myself through college with summer construction jobs, and I worked for the Home Builders Association for a while, so I'm accustomed to when a new mandate comes along from government. And although we've had a principled disagreement with some of our friends in the construction and real estate industry, I do believe that this is what will happen, and that is, Jane, with your members' cooperation, this will become part of the discussion for every home purchase, and it's the most important purchase that we all make, and that we will rely on the construction and real estate industry to make this work as we implement it across the city. I also believe that it's exactly what the public wants to learn when they make this the most important purchase that they make. As I mentioned last time we talked about it, one of these days we'll sell the house that we live in today, and this will motivate us to make the last energy conservation improvements to that house that we should have made before then. And so it will have a positive effect on the quality of homes that are available to people, the quality of information they get, and the quality of life in a good place. Thank you, Susan, and all on your team for, again, great work from the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability and for us being a leader. Aye. Thank you all very much.